craziest Michigan storm that I can recall in my lifetime is that 1969, my sister was attending Northern Michigan University up in Marquette, and I was only about 13 years of age at the time, 12 maybe, not 13 just quite yet. And my parents and myself, we went up there to bring my sister home from school for the year, Memorial weekend, end of May, 1969. Get up there, it's a four-day trip. We're starting to leave and we heard there was snow. Matter of fact, we saw snow up there, and that was, you know, me being such a young kid, I didn't understand snow being up there at that time of the year. But anyhow, we get about 30 miles outside of Marquette, and we get stopped by the state police, and troopers are asking, where are you guys headed? My father said, well, we're heading back to St. Clair Shores, Michigan. And one trooper asked the other one, and he says, well, you've never heard of that. Where's that at? And the other trooper says, oh, that's up by Port Huron. And my dad laughs, and he says, no, that's St. Clair. St. Clair Shores is like 10 miles or so outside of north of Detroit. Well, either way you're going, you're not going to be going anywhere because between here and the bridge, it's all snowed in. And this was in at the end of May, and we ended up staying up there for 2 days more. We had to go back to the hotel that myself and my family were staying at, and wait 2 more days before we can just get back to the bridge. 1969 Memorial Weekend. Never forget it. Craziest snow I ever saw in my life.